listener production.
Buyers make an impression on Wall Street as a new week begins.
And Aussie shares are poised for a modest opening gain ahead of the Reserve Bank's policy statement at 2:30 p.m.
I'm Tom.
And I'm Ryan.
It's Tuesday the 19th of March. Welcome to the CommSec Market Update. Ryan, we've got the US markets up smartly. They've come back from the weekend. The Nasdaq's up by 1.1%. The S&P 500 up 0.8%. The Dow Jones up by around 0.4%. The ASX 200 SPY futures, the contract's only up by about 0.1%, just not participating.
And we have seen a rally in mega cap growth stocks overnight. So what we did see last week was the second consecutive week where the S&P 500 had declined. But on Monday, we have seen a lift in sentiment, perhaps associated with the developer conference. The AI Woodstock, if you want to call it that, from NVIDIA. So we're waiting to hear from Chief Jensen Huang.
He, of course, is the CEO of NVIDIA, and he's now occupying demigod-like status in the financial markets and technology space. He's like Jay-Z, I suppose. famously, Elon Musk has said in the past that he will buy as many chips as Mr. Huang can make.
He's expected to outline new AI use cases, technology and partnerships that will launch the next phase of the AI revolution.
That actually brought to mind the fortunes of an organization called Supermicro Computer, who makes servers that are specifically calibrated towards the data centers where you have AI, the predominant activity. And this stock has seen extraordinary gains. Since the beginning of the year, the stock's gone from $280 to just above $1,000 today.
No way.
Its revenue has doubled over the course of the last 12 months, but it's run into a few headwinds over the course of the last 3 days. It has fallen in the order of around 6% on each of those days. So, you know, when you see stocks that have run extremely hot and then they start to moderate, it becomes valuable to see how shallow the dip is, or whether or not there actually has been a catalyst that contributes to perhaps a reversal of fortune. So that's something to bear in mind.
It's worth pointing out as well, the Supermicro Computer has joined the S&P 500 index on Monday, and it hasn't been a great entry. It's down 7%.
I suppose in broad terms, what is apparent at the moment is that the dips for stocks are quite shallow. We haven't seen a real venting of sentiment and a big downdraft for some time when it comes to equities in particular, even though both for long and short-term interest rates last week, we saw an adjustment of about 0.25% to the upside. I think that speaks volumes about the resilience of the equity market at the moment.
It certainly does. So as you mentioned, the 10-year US Treasury is up by 3 basis points to 4.33%. And the 2 year up 1 basis point to 4.73%. We're continuing to see the market reprice expectations for interest rate cuts, the latest being that cuts for June are now expected at 56.2% of expectations, down from 57.9% on Friday. Of course, the US Federal Reserve begins its two-day policy meeting on Tuesday. No change is expected there, but of course, all the focus will be on the interest rate forecast. But returning to the equity market, Tom, what we did see last night is some news out of Google parent Alphabet. Its shares gained 4.4% on reports that Apple is in talks to build Google's Gemini AI engine into its iPhone.
That would be quite a seminal moment for Alphabet in particular, and that's why the shares are up by 4%. Tesla shares are doing quite nicely this day as well. They're up by around 6%, although worth pointing out that the stock has shed about 20% over the course of the last couple of weeks.
Yes, investors are getting fizzed up because Tesla said that its Model Y electric vehicles will increase in price by about $1,000 US. So hopes there that that could arrest that slide in that stock. But certainly what we have seen is Micron Technology and Intel add up to about 0.8%, and the Philadelphia Semiconductor Index, which you love talking about, it was up 0.4%.
And back to that notion of shallow dips, Adobe shares, which were dealt with quite sternly following what was an otherwise quite encouraging set of numbers describing the last quarter. The market was a little bit sniffy about their outlook and their forecast. But today, the shares are up by around 4%, having fallen 13% in the previous day.
It's also worth pointing out we got some economic data overnight, Tom. In the United States, the National Association of Home Builders Housing Market Index, which is a representative of home builder sentiment, that rose from 48 to 51 in March. That's the highest level since July. That's on the back of easing mortgage rates and an improving pricing environment amid a continued existing home inventory shortage in the United States. So what we have seen is the 30-year fixed rate mortgage averaged 6.7%, and that easing of mortgage rates has allowed builders to hold off on slashing home prices, which they've had to do to generate demand.
The point that you make in that is that the inventory levels are very modest, and that is an encouraging thing when home builders know that there's a lot of demand and they will be busy building.
Now, turning our attention to Europe, the share markets there edged lower on Monday, led by a slump in the telecommunications sector. That was down 1.4%, while German bond yields inched up after Eurozone inflation came in as expected in February. So we saw annual consumer prices steady at 2.6% last month, although they were down slightly from 2.8% in January. So that didn't provide the level of support that we're looking for with the European market. And we did see Logitech, one of the top decliners in Europe, dropping 6.8% on news that its CFO, Charles Boynton, will leave the computer equipment maker in May. The Euro First 300 index was down by 0.2%. We saw the Stoxx 600 index down 0.2% as well. And in London, the UK FTSE 100 index inched lower by 0.1%.
The 10-year government bond in Germany just nudging a little bit higher to 2.46%. It was a little bit surprising, actually, in European trade to see the modest outcomes when it came to energy and resource stocks, given that yesterday there was some encouraging figures in relation to Chinese activity. Industrial production in particular was better than expected, but Glencore shares in European trade were down 0.6%, and Anglo-American shares were down by around 1.4%. So as far as the performance of local materials and energy stocks might be concerned today, we've seen a concerted push in oil prices overnight, up by around 2% as far as the US benchmark's concerned, and giving that $83 per barrel level a bit of a shake, which we haven't seen for a while.
Yes, we're seeing global oil prices hit a four-month high on lower crude exports from Iraq and Saudi Arabia. That has provided support for the oil price, with the US oilnomics price up 2.1% to $82.72 a barrel. Gold futures were little changed ahead of the US Federal Reserve's policy decision. They were up 0.1% to $21.64.30 an ounce. But we did see iron ore futures react positively to the better-than-expected industrial production data out of China for February, up 0.8% to $110.47 a ton, Tom.
The US dollar index has pushed higher overnight. It's made a casualty of the Aussie dollar, which is back to around 65.6 US cents. But a big day for currency traders, rates traders in particular, with the RBA decision due later on this afternoon. Are you excited, Ryan? I'll be honest, I'm a bit underwhelmed.
Bit ho-hum. The RBA is expected to leave the cash rate unchanged at 4.35%. Like the February meeting, we expect the Reserve Bank to debate a hike or a pause before deciding that the case to hold rates steady is a stronger one. I think the more important or more interesting meeting today will be the Bank of Japan. It's poised to end its yield curve control and purchases of risk assets on Tuesday. According to Nikkei, who's in the know, the Japanese newspaper said that the BOJ will also end its negative short-term policy rate stance the same day. They've had yield curve control since 2016. And of course, Japan looks set to have its fastest wages growth at over 5% since 1991, which is stoking some inflation at last.
Some, but not enough, I don't think, to get the BAJ moving today for my money. So that will probably be the most interesting outcome where central banks are concerned this day. Have a great day. We'll talk to you again tomorrow. This podcast is prepared, approved, and distributed in Australia by Commonwealth Securities Limited, ABN 60067254399, AFSL 238814. The information does not take into consideration your objectives, financial situation, or needs. Consider the appropriateness of the information before acting, and if necessary, seek appropriate professional advice. Listener.